Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
An ambassador for the dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Buck's Beat with Buck Ballew.
Welcome back to Buck's Beat. This week, taking a look at the Georgia Bulldogs football team and G-Day. The big reveal at some critical spots I'm about to break down, plus legendary Bulldog quarterback David Green will join me in just a few moments to talk about JT Daniels, the Pickens injury, Monken's scheme. I'll even get old Green to talk about the good old days. But first, allow me to dive right into the content. G-Day 2021. 20,000 fans are expected back in Sanford Stadium. They're going to be cheering on the Dogs, and they're going to be expecting to be entertained. Georgia fans, the ball's going to be in the air at G-Day. So if you want to see Coach Smart and Coach Monken throw that ball all over the field like we've been talking about, you're going to see it. See the Dogs air it out on G-Day. I'm sure of it. Plus, the first thing I'm going to check out inside Sanford Stadium is the wide receiver position group, right? You really can't blame a former quarterback for wanting to see the receivers, especially after the go-to guy, George Pickens, has gone down with what appears to be a season-ending injury. So Pickens is gone. He may not be coming back. Curtains get pulled back at G-Day at 2 o'clock on Saturday. I'm focused on two ex-wide receivers. Justin Robinson, who basically took a redshirt a year ago. Redshirt freshman this year. Big 6'4", 220-pound, tall, long wingspan kind of guy, very athletic, looking to make a name for himself this season and has the opportunity to do so. And then the freshman Mitchell, who I've been coached up on his first name. I'm going to share that a little later. Mitchell is another one I want to get a good look at GD. Both these guys, 6'3", 6'4", large, extra large catch radius and playmaking skills. And look, I know Kiaris Jackson and D-Rob, Demetrius Robertson, can make plays on the inside and the slot. But outside the numbers, vertically, down the field, like Kirby and his staff have been talking about, they want to go vertical. Can Justin Robinson and Mitchell, can they play ball? Can't wait to see these two ballers. Second thing I'm examining will be the left offensive tackle spot. Word on the street says Xavier Truss is getting the most reps at left tackle. Man, I have to admit, I don't really trust that completely because I know Jamari Sawyer and Broderick Jones are also getting reps with the ones too. So who's going to be the guy when Clemson shows up in a few weeks? Because Clemson now reportedly, Dabo saying he's got some monsters over there on that defensive line. Brian Breesy and Miles Murphy. This is a critical question now. All right, so who's the Dogs' left tackle? I'm a little concerned going into G-Day that this is the narrative that Truss is the left tackle. If Jones and Mims need more time to develop, I'd sure rather go with Sawyer or maybe McClendon at left tackle against those monsters that Clemson's going to run out there. Coach Matt Luke, look, he needs to get this settled before the Clemson game, obviously. So G-Day will tell us a lot about what that left tackle spot is, how that's going to shake out. All right, number three. I'm excited to see the backup quarterback. So, look, I know JT Daniels can play. He's my favorite player on the team. Totally unlocked that passing game a year ago. Came to the rescue is what JT Daniels has done. I know he can play. I can't wait to see these backup quarterbacks. This will be the first time I've had a chance to get a real good look at Carson Beck. Word on the street, he's flashed this spring and is close to solidifying himself as the backup at the quarterback spot. Georgia fans have not seen Beck yet, too, so there's that curiosity factor in play here. Can't wait to see Beck. And look, I'm excited to see freshman Brock Vandegrift, who will get some action also. That's going to be fun to see. You heard it here first. Next spring and next G-Day will be absolutely fascinating. As I'm reading the tea leaves on JT Daniels, and here's what I see. I see Daniels going out and having an outstanding season. All SEC caliber season. Top 10 QBR out of the quarterback spot this season. And because he will be eligible to jump to the NFL draft, and because the draft a year from now will not be featuring all these quarterbacks we're talking about right now, it's a really thin quarterback crop in the 2022 NFL draft. So a big season this year would allow JT Daniels to make the jump. And so that means there's a big quarterback competition looming this time a year from now. Beck, Vandegrift, and apparently Gunnar Stockton will be on campus competing for the spot. That competition, man, it's going to be something to talk about and see next spring. All right, number four, I can hardly wait to see these young cornerbacks. Ringo, Kimber, Green, Carroll, Branch. Also, I want to put my eyes on the senior cornerback, Amir Speed. It is mission critical to solidify both cornerback spots before Clemson shows up on the calendar, and I'm talking about the outside cornerbacks, the field cornerbacks. These guys are going to be trying to lock down Ross and E.J. Williams, Ngata, three talented big wide receivers for the Tigers. So the biggest reveal for the Georgia Bulldogs on G-Day will be at the cornerback position. So let's review the positions to watch closely during G-Day. Wide receiver, left offensive tackle, backup quarterback, and the top priority is finding some cornerbacks that can go out and play.
Bucks Beat.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Joining me now on Bucks Beat is one of Georgia's winningest players, legendary Bulldog quarterback David Green. David, thanks so much for your time.
Bud, good to be on, buddy. How you doing?
We're doing well, and we're talking about what to expect on G-Day, and I know a lot of these fans can't wait to see the offense and see a lot of these young players. Let's talk about the quarterback first, right? I mean, we're two old quarterbacks, so let's talk about JT Daniels. David, what is it about his game that you like?
Well, you can tell just his presence when he comes in there. It seems like the offense last year just moved the ball better, and we were getting chunks. You know, he has a I've never met the kid, but just by looking at him, you can tell he has a presence about him where he doesn't lack any confidence. He likes to push the ball downfield. He's not afraid to sling it around. I would even consider maybe a little bit of a gunslinger. I wouldn't say he's really fast, but he's mobile enough. And I could tell later in a year or two, you can almost see Todd Monken as well, that he started getting more comfortable calling plays. You know, I don't think people realize how disruptive it is when you really don't know who's going to be under center from week to week. But I think when JT kind of just solidified his role late in the year and started making plays, you know, there's a lot of playmaking ability around him, and he's not afraid to push that ball downfield. So, and look, you and I both know, after watching the SEC the last couple of years, I mean, not only are you going to score 30 or 40 points a game, you're going to have to do it against the, you know, top five opponents if you want to be able to compete on the national championship type level.
Yeah, and he's a guy that totally unlocked that passing game, right? That's when Pickens started getting off last season, is when JT got in there. A shame he was only there ready to play four games last season, but expecting big things out of JT this year. How much better do you think we'll see JT Daniels be compared to the four games we saw a year ago?
I think, look, I think he's going to be terrific. I think last year, as he got further and further in the year, I mean, he was just lighting it up. You know, Pickens was almost non-existent in games early in the year, and you could tell he and JT had a great little connection. Obviously, what happened to Pickens and be there. But when you look at the firepower that Georgia has developed, I mean, you look at Kyrus Jackson, a guy that came on last year in a big way. You look at Jermaine Burton, the kind of year he stepped into. And I tell you, the guy I'm excited about, this Arian Smith kid. I mean, you know, when a guy looks that fast on the field with other fast guys, you know he's extremely fast. So we've got guys that can push it downfield. You got Darnell Washington that's looking really good at tight. We got so many weapons offensively that can push the ball downfield, and I'm excited that Todd Monken's, you know, getting this spring to really get reps with JT, you know, as a true starter with all these guys and receivers, so they can all develop some confidence and continuity with one another.
How do they get over, move on from the Pickens injury? Best guess here, we're not going to see him again this season. So how do you replace that? I mean, you seem to like the weapons out at receiver. Is it the group gets better, or is it just one guy comes out of the pack and takes over?
I don't think it's one. I think it's a group. I mean, the one thing Georgia has that we haven't had in the past is we've got a lot of really talented kids, and they're young guys. You know, George is going to be tough to replace just because as talented as he is. But, you know, I obviously hate the fact he's injured and he's going to be out. But the one thing, mentally, they all are going to know that George ain't going to be here. So they can't lean on George to be the guy to always go out and make a play. I think the group of receivers, you know, I hadn't mentioned Blaylock, who hopefully is going to be back. Who knows, you know, at what capacity or how healthy he's going to be. And even Demetrius Robertson, you know, who I think everybody's been kind of really looking for him to break out. We got a lot of guys that, you know, have made a lot of plays. And I think going into this season, I think it's going to be more of a collective group versus just one. But I do love to see the way, like, Jermaine Burton stepped up late in the year. I love the way Kyrus Jackson last year. He was a go-to guy. When we needed a big play, he was a guy that would make it. And going into last season, I honestly didn't really know anything about either one of those guys. I was going, outside of Pickens, who do we throw to? And it was good to see those two guys. And I think Smith and Blaylock, some of these other guys, are really going to come on, you know, come on and have a big year for us.
So, David, I'm reading the tea leaves on JT Daniels, and this is what the tea leaves are telling me. JT Daniels has a big season. We're talking top 10 in QBR, playing at a high level in college football this season. And he will jump to the NFL because of the weak quarterback class when you look ahead to next year. It's going to be a somewhat weak class. And this sets up a big-time competition next spring for Carson Beck, Brock Vandegrift, Gunnar Stockton apparently will be on campus. This is going to be interesting a year from now.
Well, I hope so. I hope it's a situation where it's kind of like a Joe Burrow, you know, Mac Wilson type year where, isn't it Mac Wilson, you know, the quarterback at Alabama that was so good? The way those quarterbacks played the last two seasons, unbelievable. And I hope we're talking about that because JT Daniels had that kind of year here in 2021. You know, one thing Kirby's obviously been able to do, he's able to bring in some top talent. Excited about the quarterbacks. I hadn't really got a chance to see Beck, really what he can do, but I know he was really, you know, highly thought of coming out of high school. I've watched Brock Vandegrift play a few times in person, He's a big kid, strong arm. Love to see what he's going to be able to do in that SEC. So, look, it's a good problem to have when you got a lot of depth and you got a lot of guys that are used to playing and making big plays. When you have that kind of competition, not only going on Saturdays, but going on during the week, guys fighting, you know, fighting because they want to be the ones playing on Saturday. So it's a good problem to have.
All right, I can't have you on without talking about the good old days. So you've got a doctorate degree and throwing the ball to these quality tight ends. I mean, look at the guys you worked with there at Georgia, Randy McMichael, Ben Watson, Leonard Pope. My goodness. So what was the scheme getting the ball to the tight end? We're hearing a lot at Georgia how they don't throw to the tight end. Wasn't a lot of it coming off play action, the run action fake?
That's exactly what it was. I mean, Buck, it'd be third, and everybody in the stadium knew we were throwing the ball, and we'd still play action. You'd be shocked how many times the linebackers would still hold for a second just because, you know, their instincts were telling them, okay, sticking the ball in the running back's stomach. And look, even if you can just get those linebackers, sometimes just the flat foot, just the hair, and if it's a two deep and you're hitting the middle of the seam, you know, or middle of the field, I mean, you're just trying to create a bigger window. And, man, I was fortunate with the Randy McMichaels, the Ben Watsons, the Leonard Popes. I mean, you name it. We had some guys that could get open, and you need them. I mean, because you got to think, if you got guys that could put pressure on that defense, if you got good guys out wide like I had and Reggie and Fred and Terrence and those guys, and they're so worried about them on the outside. You know, guys that can hit the middle of the field and wreak havoc on those linebackers. It's tough to stop.
Yeah, 2001, you and Coach Rick, you arrive at the same time. And so first year, I remember you've got Damian Gary working the slot. And, boy, he was perfect for that. Really quick and elusive. Terrence Edwards on the outside, all-time most productive receiver at Georgia. And then McMichael work in the middle. You moved on that second year. Terrence Edwards and Fred Gibson arrives on the scene. Gibson turned out to be a big play player with Ben Watson work in the middle of the field. And then you finish up with Reggie Brown and Fred Gibson on the outside. So talk about these receivers, these dudes you were throwing the ball to.
Well, I'll tell you what, they were, you know, I had guys that just loved the big moments. They loved when the lights came on. Fred Gibson, for example, there were times at practice you wouldn't really think a whole lot of him. He wasn't a big practice guy, but when the lights came on and it was game time, that junior wanted the ball. And Buck, I know you understand this as well. He was one of those guys that comes into the huddle and he was like, "Green, dude, I was wide open." Of course, you see it on film, and he was like double covered. But that's what you want. You want guys that want the ball, that are competitors, that aren't afraid of the moment, that are willing to compete hard. And I was fortunate, man. When I was at Georgia, I had guys around me and talent around me that they wanted it. And they were great teammates. And when they were, you know, when complete one to their buddy, they were blocking downfield, trying to just help the team win. So, it was so much fun. It's still good to catch up with those guys, and there's still so many of them like to come back to the Georgia games as well, which is obviously a lot of fun.
You know, I think about your best game, and we got a chance to see you play for 4 years. I think it was LSU 2004, Between the Hedges, Sanford Stadium, Nick Saban on the sideline for LSU, and they come out, and they're trying to play press man coverage against you and Fred Gibson and Reggie Brown. And, David, I remember you guys, you carved those dudes up that day.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Because in 03, the year before, we played them in a championship game. I mean, essentially what they would do, they had two All-American corners, and they say, you know, we're going to put nine guys in a box. We're going to stop the run. And we just think our corners are better than your receivers and quarterbacks. So it worked pretty well in 03 with, you know, for that entire season they played. And coming in 04, they tried that exact same scheme, and we knew it was coming. And we knew we'd get the opportunities for some big plays, and we just had to hit it. And so, I mean, I think only threw, you know, less than 20 passes in a game. Five of them were touchdowns because it looked like punt block, you know, with Reggie and Fred out wide. And we were just throwing go routes, and dropping them in the bucket, and those guys were making plays.
Hey, everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Let's roll out the big three.
All right, David, time for the big three, baby. All right, number one, this should be easy. All right, what do we need to know about the hobnail boot play? What made that special? What behind the scenes? What happened that we need to hear about right now?
Well, I think we had schemed them, and we knew that when they got into the red zone, they were heavy quarters coverage. And pass 44 Haynes was, it only works against quarters. And so when Coach called the play, he told me, he said, Green, it's going to be quarters. He'll be wide open. If there's one safety, just throw it out of the end zone, we'll run into the play. So it was kind of like, Matsuyama or whatnot, standing over that putt to win the Masters. I knew when I saw quarters coverage, it would be there. I just had to hit it. That was crazy.
Number two, what's your best advice for that youth quarterback, that high school quarterback trying to make it right now?
I would tell him to not worry about the things that are outside of his control, which is so much of, who else is out there, what other teams, what are coaches saying about you, and just try to be the best that you can be. Try to be the best version of yourself and love competing, because the one thing that I realized playing at all levels is a lot of times the quarterbacks, they compete the hardest and just love to play the game and love to compete, end up being the best. I played with Brady. I played with Manning. In 07 and 08, and I would probably say those were the two strongest competitors I was ever around. So if they can just work on their competitive nature and just love to grind it out on a daily basis, I'll take that over a guy who just throws pretty spirals any day of the week.
Number three, and this one's a little oddball sort of question. I have no control over this one. I'm pulling this out of a hat, and let's see here. Question number three. Wow, okay. I can't wait to hear this. David Green, who was the most talented person that you went to high school with? South Gwinnett High? Who was the most talented person? Was it in sports? Was it outside of sports? Who was it?
I'd probably say does it have to be football? Or
No, just high school in general.
I tell you, I played baseball with Michael Schiffman, who actually came to Georgia, we're the same age, on a baseball scholarship. When we were sophomores in high school, Buck, here in Gwinnett County, he batted like .520 and was just a stud.
He was squaring those balls up, huh?
He was squaring it up to all angles of the field. Was one of those guys that could play any sport, just a very good athlete. Ended up coming to Georgia. Ended up kind of getting burned out of baseball and got out of it. But as far as just, natural talent, he was as strong as it gets.
David Green, Bulldog great. We appreciate your insight, man.
Buck, you the man, buddy. I appreciate it.
David Green, man, it's so great having him on, one of Georgia's all-time greats. Bulldogs, their team record when Green was taking snaps, 42-10 during David Green's four seasons. I got to know him and his father during their tenure, or David's tenure at Georgia, and I wish them nothing but the best. Good people, man. G-Day 2021. Hey, it's going to be fun. Should be fun. The ball's going to be in the air a lot, so we can all enjoy that, right? And we get to see all this young talent that Coach Smart and the coaching staff have accumulated over the previous two or three recruiting classes. Many of these guys we have not seen play yet. So I don't know about you, but I know about me. I'm excited to go see these guys we have not seen yet. Ringo, Beck, Bowers, J-Rob, Mitchell, Kimber, and Green, both cornerback and left tackle, are so critical to this team's success. So focus on those position groups during G-Day. And we'll come back and chat about it later. Thanks for listening to Bucks Beat, the G-Day edition. And remember to like and subscribe wherever it is you get your podcast. You can also find it at thepodcastpark.com, our great sponsor, Associated Credit Union.
Subscribe to Bucks Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter. And check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.